This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last two visits, we've looked at Isaiah chapter 6, seeing how Isaiah, exposed to God's glory and holiness, sensed his need and unworthiness. When he confessed his sin, God cleansed him so he could go forth to proclaim God's message. Worship, woe, and go. Sometimes we sense that God's holiness is something we should shrink back from, that God is totally other, that we're not only unworthy, but we should keep a distance between us and God. When you read on in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, you find the well-known statement, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." That name means God with us. God really does want to come and be with us. When you read on in chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor." A counselor needs to be there with you, interact with you, expose the need you have, and give guidance and direction as to how you can have your needs met. The mighty God is the one who is powerful enough to set you free from anything that enslaves you. The everlasting Father is the one who cares and provides for you. The Prince of Peace is the one who gives you inner tranquility in a world of turmoil. This God, who is holy, 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 wants to be a vital part of your life. Look to him as he has revealed himself through the prophet Isaiah, and trust him to be with you every moment of today and every day in the future.